This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 368 for Wednesday, April 26th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market moved upwards on Wednesday after Statistics Canada released its first survey-based seeding intentions report for 2023-24. StatCan estimated that 21.6 million acres will be used to grow canola at the lower end of trade expectations. Chicago soil and European rapeseed were both up, but Malaysian palm oil was down. Crude oil gave up nearly $2 US per barrel due to weakened demand. The Canadian dollar was down less than one-tenth of a US cent compared to Tuesday's close. The July canola contract was up $8.50 per ton at $734.90, while the November canola contract was up $8.30 per ton at $703.30. In the United States, corn and wheat continued their respective downturns, while soybeans struggled to find direction. StatCan estimated corn acres to total 3.724 million for 2023-24, an increase of 100,000 from last year. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported that 967,000 barrels of ethanol per day were produced for the week ended April 21st. Ethanol stocks declined by 987,000 barrels to a 14-week low of 24.306 million. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier expects the U.S. to plant 91.5 million acres of corn to produce 15.03 billion bushels. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's attaché in Buenos Aires estimates 54 million tons of corn to be grown in Argentina. The July corn contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.01. StatCan anticipates soybean area to total 5.511 million acres this spring, a 300,000-acre increase. In the U.S., Cordonnier estimated the country's soybean acres to reach 88 million acres, which would produce a crop of 4.53 billion bushels. The USDA's ag attaché in Brazil projected their soybean output for 2023-24 at a record 159 million tons, 6.5 million more than this year's bumper crop. ANAC is expecting Brazil's soybean exports to total 14.7 million tons in April, below its previous estimate of 15.15 million. The July soybean contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.15. StatCan projected acreage for all wheat at 26.98 million at the higher end of trade estimates. The figure represents a 1.58 million acre increase from last year. Meanwhile, spring wheat acres are expected to total 19.39 million acres, the largest total since 2001. Despite United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres sending a list of proposals, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov repeated that the country will not extend the Black Sea Grain Initiative beyond May 18th. Meanwhile, Hungary has stated it wants to prolong an import ban on Ukrainian grain to the end of 2023. The July Chicago wheat contract was down 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.42. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 20 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.83. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 23 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.14. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, April 26th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.